Nicholas Hay, not far now to go before you head off on your scholarship with the Daly Flying Star.
Yeah, 13 days to go, Pete. I leave on the 13th of August, which is a Friday, and start on the 16th, which is the Monday, in Ireland, of course, in Dublin.
Well, just to backtrack, tell me how all this came about.
It came about through the scholarship, which is the Daly Flying Star. I found it, got wind of it when I was doing my final year 12 education studies at St Patrick's College, where it was broadcast on the Thoroughbred, which is the radio program before the turf talk on a Sunday morning. The guy on there who was doing an interview at the time, Matthew Stewart, was interviewing a guy called Craig Rosenfeld, who established Broomer's Bloodstock now, and he was in Kentucky at the time on this scholarship. And I thought, wow, how do I go about getting on this, getting a start? So I just didn't worry about it at the time, thought it was a bit of a dream, and sort of just went about and applied and got into university at the UTAS, and then a Bachelor of Business in Marketing and Entrepreneurship. And through a couple of good contacts on my father, John Cameron in New Zealand, who he's known for 30 years, he's bought horses such as Anzac out of New Zealand, and Jess Nicky and Dragon Ball, to name a few. He got me a position during my summer break of 2007 to 2008 at Cambridge Stud, which is Sir Patrick Hogan's establishment. And I spent my summer there. Then I went back to and gave Grenville a hand with the yearlings for the local Tasmanian sale in 2008. Then I went back to New Zealand the following summer for the 2009 National Sale Series. And I just sort of, with my experience, and then I went to work at Armidale for when I come back home in 2009. And I finally finished my university degree at the start of this year, 2010, when I was working out, and I thought I better start trying to put a bit of a resume together about this Daly Flying Star. So I got the information pack sent out from Ireland and put together a bit of a resume, and was fortunate enough to, with the assistance of John Cameron and Michael Martin, who used to be the racing director in Tasmania, he and also the Wishall family over at Armidale, and of course my parents, Ian and Linda, they just gave me a bit of a guidance to put this all together. And I was fortunate enough to get an interview during the Easter Sales Series up in Sydney. And that was in front of Henry Plumtree and Joe Osborne. Henry runs Daly Ireland, and Henry runs Daly Australia, and Joe runs Daly Ireland. And that was quite a grilling interview, and one of their final comments was, "You're a very unique person." And I said, "Is that a good thing or a bad thing?" But hopefully it ended up being a good thing. So it's just all gone from there.
So all the hard work that you put in getting yourself prepared for something like this, virtually it's something you set your heart on getting, and you've really achieved your goal.
Yes, you could say that. I have looked at it as a bit of a goal to try and achieve, but I didn't think, and with sort of the people around me, just didn't think I'll get this far. But just to be selected from Tasmania, this little island with such a small racing population, breeding population, we've still got to fly our riders in, we really are struggling. But for someone like me to come out of the blue and hopefully might generate some people to get interested and involved in the industry, I might inspire someone to just go and fulfill a career in the horse racing industry. So, yeah.
How old are you, Nicholas?
21.
Well, at 21 years of age, you've got a fair bit of experience, but you have been brought up in an equine environment with your dad, Ian, who's a very, very talented trainer, and your mum, Linda, who's virtually there. It's a team situation at the Hay family, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Peter. It's just, my sister, Jessica, it has been a team, and I've grown up there. The first memories are going down to the Hobart races with Dad on a Saturday and helping strapping and doing the boxes and picking up, doing the waters and swimming the horses in the afternoon during the summer. It has just been a team. We all put in together and we all got to rely on each other to try and get the job done. So yeah, I've just been very fortunate to have been grown up in a racing family. It has put me in good stead for this, my next journey.
Now, what do you hope to gain out of this experience, 2 years under the Daly Flying Star Scholarship?
I hope to, of course, broaden my knowledge of the racing world, racing thoroughbred industry on a global scale. But I love to bring it back to Tasmania, but I just at the moment I can't because it's not viable, and it's not financially, it's just nothing here for a guy like me. So hopefully I can bring it back in time and establish a stud or a marketing kind of business, just try and market the racing product. But hopefully I'll get out of the just the experience and the knowledge and the contacts and the just the information to set myself as a thoroughbred leader for the world.
Do you hope one day to train?
No, I wouldn't see myself as a trainer. I enjoy the breeding side more than the training side.
Yeah.
Just I enjoy looking through the pedigrees and just seeing why that worked and why that didn't work, and just doing pedigree matchups and that kind of looking after the yearlings and the broodmares and that. I enjoy that more than training. It's sort of the training I've learnt. You're relying on everyone else. You're relying on farriers, relying on jockeys, relying on track riders, feed merchants, stud farm, and you are relying a bit on yourself. But first, I just want to become involved as a bloodstock agent or in the marketing, just to get myself established at, you know, 5 to 10 years kind of plan. Because a guy 21 year old can't go out and get a loan and of $1 million to invest in broodmares and a stud farm and try and establish your name out in the Australian racing industry. Hopefully in time I'll be able to do that, but first off, I just want to get myself out there.
Can you see yourself in, say, after the 2-year scholarship, in, say, 3 or 4 years, maybe working in Ireland or in another jurisdiction?
If the opportunity pops up, I'll take it, but at the moment I'm just focused on achieving the Daily Flying Star scholarship, and if the opportunity arises for a position in Kentucky or Ireland or England or up the Hunter or in Dubai or wherever, I'll take it. But at the moment, or in New Zealand, I'm just playing it by ear.
Nicholas, all the best. Let's hope the flying start works out really well for you. It's a 2-year trip, a journey that you're all looking forward to, I'm sure, and I'm sure you do a wonderful job. You're a terrific young bloke who's got his eye on the ball, and let's hope it all works out well for you.
Thank you, Peter.